So your cases you brought here today are really awesome. Let's hear about the 63-year-old lady.
So the 63-year-old lady who had, you know, night sweats and weight loss, and she had lymphadenopathy, full house, as the you guys would say, everywhere. She had some unexplained skin rashes, and also polyclonal gammopathy was noted in some of her blood work, some of her chemistry. There was a biopsy performed in an outside hospital, a diagnosis of diffuse large B-cell lymphoma was made. And they started her on R-CHOP. But she didn't really respond well to at least the first induction. And so, you know, as would be routine anyway, she was referred to my center. And again, we would review the pathology in great detail. So we looked at the case and we thought, yes, there are definitely some large B cells in here. But with a reasonable complement of additional immunohistochemistry and some molecular genetic testing, we were able to very confidently show that this is actually a form of peripheral T cell lymphoma that is known as angioimmunoblastic type of T cell lymphoma. When you reflect back to the clinical features, skin rash, polyclonal gammopathy, lymphadenopathy, hepatosplenomegaly, those are all common presenting features. It's a very aggressive disease in many of those settings. And so she was switched. In fact, she enrolled on a clinical trial and was switched to a different therapy. Of course, the rituximab would have no role. And what people need to understand, again, if you don't see a lot of that, is having a reasonable component of the tumor that's actually not malignant cells. They're benign large B cells. They often harbor EVV, and they're very characteristic in these tumors, but they're not the malignant cells. They're part of what starts out as probably an atypical immune reaction. And so they'll still be present in the biopsy. But in fact, the diagnosis went from diffuse large B-cell lymphoma to what's called AITL.
So I'm curious, what did the CD20 testing show?
It showed that there were scattered large cells. There weren't sheets of large cells. They were scattered around the biopsy. And when you did the EBER in situ hybridization, those are the same cells that harbored EBV, which is very common in the disease. But in fact, the malignant cells can be characterized as atypical T cells with a very unique phenotype. They have the phenotype of what are known as TH cells, what are called T helper-like cells that are in follicles. And there's a set of markers that we use to characterize those cells. And this tumor was strongly positive for 4 or 5 of those markers. So a very different diagnosis, again, highlighting the need for expertise in making these diagnoses.